Hi.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back. It is a new fiscal year.
It is a new fiscal year.
FY25. This year is going to look different than last year, which looked different than the year before that.
Yeah.
So we have a couple three-day drills throughout the year.
Yeah, we have more three-day drills this year.
Two RDs this time. So yeah, it's going to be a good one. New set of AT days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new year.
It's a new. Do you have any resolutions for the new fiscal year?
No.
I do.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I do. It's to put out the podcast a couple days earlier.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because I think more people could plug in and get more information on their way to drill.
Yeah. It gives them more time.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Let's do it.
We're doing it.
Right now.
Right now.
So our air refueling group had been relocated to a couple different spots around the state.
Yeah.
And because of our runway repair, we've been unable to land large aircraft. So it's been quite quiet around
right.
here.
Right. It has been so quiet. I wonder if the birds are taking over.
Our former wildlife biologist, Megan, told me that the birds like to land on the runway because they think it's the water.
Oh.
So because it's smooth, it's a solid color.
Right.
And they will like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. Huge undertaking with the resurfacing of our runway. It's going to keep us good for several years down the road. I was out there while our dirt boys from sea were doing some repairs to the apron over by the A-10 sunshades. And I got to speak with some of them and watched Senior Airman McGonnell and McClare, as well as Tech Sergeant Hicks and Sergeant Hendershot, working some of the heavy equipment to pull up the pavement. And I felt like a little kid because I got to stand there and watch heavy machinery tearing up cement, and it was the coolest thing.
Right.
And they taught me about what some of that equipment actually was.
What do you mean?
I thought everything was a bulldozer. I was like, that's not a mini bulldozer. It's like, it's a skid steer.
And they were recognized by Big Air Force Civil Engineering.
They were.
Pretty cool.
So even though three major things going on the MGFE side of the house, on the support side, has been extremely busy over the summer. Our civil engineers, again, they did a deployment for training, a DFT, to Ramstein in Germany to do some training. Our med group was a big part of Northern Strike, working their CCAT and ERPS mission. The security forces did a field training exercise last month here on the base.
I didn't know you could do field training here on base.
It's a big base. Yeah, we have woods here.
Yeah, crazy.
And the bugs sure know it because I got eaten alive at that one. And logistics right in a squadron, they facilitated everyone getting out the door, you know, for the deployments.
Those are some of the larger exercises our team took part in over the summer. And we actually did a whole issue of the most recent Selfridge flyer dedicated to all the summer missions. So if you want to learn more about that, the Selfridge flyer goes out every odd month, which is a weird way to say it, but November, September, March, the last Sunday of every odd month. It actually goes out in the Macomb Daily. So it goes out to 55,000 subscribers on their newsstands. It goes on their website, goes on our website, and then we have about 4,000 copies here on base at various locations. So
the content we put in there is immortal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a real newspaper, real live newspaper. We have a lot of different channels, as we already discussed, where we have a lot of other information. I'd say the most important resource, though, that we have is our link tree.
Okay.
So here's our QR code. And this actually is the repository where you can find the links to all of our social media, all of our digital media, even the Selfridge Flyer e-edition.
Let's make that bigger. There we go. So take a shot of that.
The link tree also has links to download the app for Apple and Android. And I think that right now, more people outside the community that are not part of 127th Wing have the app. So we really want more people to use it as a resource because, like Sergeant Schumann said, we use it, the push notifications, to send you important updates. And there's a link to all the drill calendar, all the events that are going on base. There's resources for FSS, the lunch menu. There's a lot of different
PT calculator.
Yeah, PT calculator. So we try to make that a really useful tool for everybody. So
for sure.
And there's also
a link. You created that.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah.
Good job.
The Linktree also has a link to the 833 work request form, which is what we use to make sure that we're covering what the customers need to get us out for ceremonies, to get us to take video of different things that are going on around.
Award packages require bio photos, so that's the easiest way, I would say,
right,
to go on and get scheduled to come in for a bio photo.
Right, yep. So the 833 form is there.
There's also links to get to the content that we produce.
Yes.
So, you know, as y'all know, we are out at these events, mm-hmm. the major events that happen around the base. If you get onto our Divids page, if you get onto some of our social media pages, you can see the content, the photos and videos that mm-hmm. we're out capturing, you know, at these things.
We're in this transition right now. We just said goodbye to summer. We've memorialized all the summer training missions in the Selfridge Flyer. Yes, we did. And it has been a couple months. We're all back to school, new season, new fiscal year. Are there any other changes that have taken place in the last couple months?
Well, I know that our exchange is taking on a new look, offering a few new options for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you may have seen the All Users come out, that there's a new diner opening up.
Oh.
And before that, you've probably seen the signs when you come on the base of a new pizza joint.
Oh, yeah.
So we have two new eating options at the base
exchange.
At the BX.
Do you know what they are?
I know one is Hunt Brothers and the other one's Pop's Place.
Okay, yeah.
So I got to be honest, I've never found Hunt Brothers. I've had Hunt Brothers.
Yeah, we had
Because they picked it up and it's been in the break room.
Yeah, it's pizza. We've had it here.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
But I haven't actually seen it myself. So.
Oh. So I thought that Pop's Place, which used to be Spiro's, I thought Hunt Brothers was there, but
That's
it's not
what
there.
I thought. That's not there?
It's not there. Where is Hunt Brothers?
I have no idea.
Oh. New year, new things to do, new goals.
You want to take this on the road?
Let's go find Hunt's Brothers Pizza.
All right, let me get the camera. We're gonna settle this right here and right now. We're gonna find it.
I am really hungry.
Let's do it. All right, so field trip.
Yeah.
For the road to drill.
I cannot think of anything except pizza right now.
All right.
I am.
Well, we're gonna find Hunt Brothers.
So hungry.
We're gonna locate Poppy's Place. And everybody's gonna have more options.
Pop's Place.
Is it? What is it called?
No. Pop's Place. I wonder what kind of fare Pop's Place will have. Do you think it'll be like Spiro's?
I hope so.
I miss Spiro's breakfast burritos.
I miss the chicken honeys.
Oh, yeah. Those are really good.
They're really good. And the breakfast burritos were on point.
Yeah.
So we located Pop's Place. Coming soon.
Yeah, they're going to have a grand opening over drill.
Say that again?
They're going to have a grand opening over drill on Saturday. So
let's go find Hunt's Brothers because they have been open.
Yeah, I heard it might be over by the express side.
Okay. So this is the exchange proper.
We walked in the main entrance.
And now this is the express.
We are walking into the express adventure, the adventure section.
The adventure section, yes.
I smell pizza.
The We're getting close.
The smell of pizza is hitting me.
Check it out.
Oh.
Oh, this is great.
I'm so excited about this right now.
This is awesome. It's a whole thing.
So it looks like you can order a size to be freshly made, right?
So they have fresh made pizza.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is awesome.
This is really awesome.
All right.
So we're going to go eat this pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you out there.
Yep. Have a great drill.
Have a great drill.
Good morning, Team Selfridge, and welcome to October Drill. Today, we are in the 127th Wing Finance Office, where our comptroller professionals worked around the clock to close out fiscal year 24 and posture our unit for fiscal year 25. Here in the comptroller flight, finance specialists conduct a wide range of fiscal duties from military pay and travel to managing accounting records and systems. These experts keep a watchful eye on our financial data to ensure that the 127th Wing funds are being utilized responsibly and efficiently. Fiscal year 24 brought a new host of challenges to how we spend our money at the 127th Wing. And it's a credit to the talented airmen and leaders of the finance office that we navigated through those challenges and are better equipped for the future. In addition to facilitating the wing spending, we appreciate all the hard work that goes into making sure we are paid correctly and, of course, paid on time. Last spring, we said goodbye to our deployers from the 127th Operations, Maintenance, and Mission Support Group. They've been away now for just about 3 months in the United States Central Command conducting regularly scheduled deployment rotation. They remain postured to support the U.S. defense strategy as needed, and we all look forward to their safe return. A sincere thank you to all our deployed members, their families, and all those who support them for stepping up and answering the nation's call. While our deployers were away, our flight line got a makeover and received a routine resurfacing. The $10 million runway repair, which got underway right after the 2024 air show, repositioned the KC-135 mission throughout Michigan to Detroit Metro Airport and to Marquette-Sawyer Regional Airport. This was a massive logistical movement for our wing and served as a shining example of our agility and our partnerships with the community. A big thanks to the crews at DTW and Marquette-Sawyer, as well as our 127th Wing members who relocated during this movement. Their hard work kept our KC-135 mission going. Next month will be a three-day drill, and we will also be having our Nuclear Operational Readiness Exercise, or NORI. This will be the last NORI before our upcoming readiness inspection in March 2025. We'll be giving our best effort to safely and effectively demonstrate our role in the Air Force's most important no-fail mission. Now a final thought before we get back to work with our October RSD. Last month, I had the opportunity to give a keynote address during a local September 11th remembrance ceremony. It was an honor and privilege to tell your story, the story of how the 127th Wing went from peacetime operations to performing combat air patrols with our F-16s in mere hours after the fateful events of that day. Hundreds of guardsmen just started showing up at the gate and getting to business to get us ready to support this new effort. While the events of that day are dark and tragic, it also demonstrates the amazing resolve of our country and you as its citizen airmen answering the call. I could not be more proud. Thank you for your leadership and dedication to our state and nation. And with that, have a great drill and a safe, productive October. And as always, we stand ready to answer the nation's call.
The Department of the Air Force is implementing a new concept that will develop wings into cohesive units of action, separating them into combat wings, airbase wings, and institutional wings as early as the summer of 2025. The new concept will create several organizations capable of conducting deployed combat operations as well as base defense. Combat wings will focus on mission-level warfighting readiness, supported by airbase wings that will focus on power projection platform readiness. Institutional wings will continue to provide support and capabilities essential to the organizing, training, and equipping requirements of the U.S. Air Force. Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III has announced 7 initiatives to improve the standard of living for service members and their families as part of his Taking Care of People initiative. The initiatives include the expansion of temporary lodging allowance, spouse eligibility for financial assistance in My Career Advancement accounts, a quality of life review at remote installations, and more. The DoD will continue to collaborate with Congress and state partners to ensure the successful implementation and support of these initiatives. Department of the Air Force leaders and industry partners gave updates on the B-21 Raider, the Air Force's newest bomber, during the Air, Space, and Cyber Conference. The new bomber completed a test that confirmed its structural integrity and will now go through a fatigue testing campaign. The B-21 Raider is a long-range, highly survivable stealth bomber with a mix of conventional and nuclear munitions, making it the future airleg of the nuclear triad. General Thomas Boussier, commander of Air Force Global Strike Command, says the B-21 fleet will provide great comfort to allies and should provide great pause to any potential adversary. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards.
The 2024 U.S. general election season is well underway, and as you may or may not know, there are restrictions to how military members are able to participate, mainly of a partisan political nature. National Guard members, like other military personnel, must follow specific rules regarding political activities, but their obligations under the Hatch Act vary based on the duty status. When a National Guard member is on federal active duty, they are subject to the same rules as active duty military personnel. These rules stem from DOD Directive 1344.10, and they closely mirror the Hatch Act restrictions. Guardsmen on federal active duty cannot campaign for or endorse political candidates or run for office in partisan elections. They cannot attend partisan rallies, marches, or political fundraisers. They must avoid sharing partisan political content or opinions in a way that implies military endorsement, especially in uniform. They retain the right to vote and express personal political opinion off duty, but must avoid doing so in uniform or on duty. When a guardsman is not on federal orders, i.e. when they are serving under state authority or in their regular drilling status, National Guard members are not covered by the Hatch Act as federal employees, but they may still be subject to state laws regarding political activity and military codes of conduct. They can engage in political activity and even run for office, provided the position is nonpartisan and they meet the state military code requirements. They may attend political rallies or events and make partisan public statements, but not in uniform or in a way that implies military endorsement. National Guard members who are serving as a dual status technician are covered by the Hatch Act when acting in their civilian capacity. As federal employees, they must comply with strict political activity guidelines, including not engaging in political activities during work hours or in federal workplaces. They cannot run for office in partisan elections, fundraise, or actively campaign while in their civilian capacity. They can vote and express personal opinions privately and outside of work. Regardless of duty status, National Guard members cannot engage in political activities while in uniform, even when under state authority, as this would imply official military endorsement of a candidate or party. National Guard members must navigate a blend of federal and state restrictions, with federal Hatch Act rules applying when on federal duty or working as a federal employee, such as a dual status technician. When under state authority, they have more flexibility, but still face restrictions when representing the military. The Military and Family Readiness Office is here to assist deployed members and their families in times of adversity. Please contact the Military and Family Readiness Office at 586-239-5538 for any needs or concerns while your member is deployed. Additional resources are available at Military OneSource by calling 1-800-342-9647. There are two upcoming Family Readiness Group annual events happening over the next two drills. On Sunday of November drill, that's the third, the FRG will be holding their annual turkey giveaway from 1100 to 1400 outside of the commissary. The giveaway is first come, first serve, with a one turkey per family limit. I can tell you from experience, if you arrive after 1230, you most likely won't get a turkey. I'm not very good at things, and usually arrive around 1300 for the turkey giveaway, and have not gotten one yet, so please show up early. The next event is happening on Sunday of December drill, that's the 8th, and that is the Breakfast with Military Kids event, which will take place from 0630 to 1600 at Building 168. There's a QR code on the flyer that's in most break rooms, and you can use that to sign up via Google Doc. This is the same day as the Wing All-Call and Outstanding Airman of the Year ceremony, so if you are a nominee, this would be a great way to keep your young ones occupied. At the dining facility this weekend, lunch service will of course be from 1100 to 1230 on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's menu includes baked chicken, spicy Italian pork chops, fettuccine Alfredo, Italian roast potatoes, Italian corn broccoli, and Italian breadsticks. On Sunday, it'll be baked non-Italian flounder fillets with lemon pepper, meatloaf, mac and cheese, wild rice, and mixed veggies. The cost is $7, and drill status guardsmen eat for free.
We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Tiger.
World Series bound and picking up steam.
And that is all I have for the October 2024 Road to Drill podcast. Everybody have a safe and productive October drill. And to our deployed brothers and sisters, we will see you soon. But until then, mors hostibus.